Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and today we're extending our conversation with Ryan Hill from CrossFit Haymaker. If you missed part one, you can go back to News Now Warsaw 99.7's website and pick up part one. But Ryan, we were talking about some of the things you're doing for the community, kind of your family history, your history, very successful in what you do and really an expert in what you do. But we were talking about the things you do to give back to me. We talked about the Valentine's Day, the Bay Maker event, the Run Ruck summer event you had to collect food. You got something coming up this fall, though, sounds like. Sounds like you've got a Three's a Crowd, showdown costumes, everything going around the Halloween time, and then a Friendsgiving instead of a Thanksgiving, a Friendsgiving. Yeah. Tell us about those events.
The one thing that has been always really cool into this area is we run classes starting at 5 a.m. all the way. Our last class is 5:30, and it's so cool to come into every single different class and how different each community is. So it's just... it's its own little pocket. And we came up with this idea called Three's a Crowd Showdown. We did this last year for a CrossFit comp. And we're moving it this year to around the Halloween time because I love being able to do a workout, but I also love that goofy side of it.
Sure.
So it's just in teams of three, and it can be men and women, it can be mixed, whatever it is. But we try to do a fun competition that people can enjoy. And we also will have different things and prizes for awards for best costumes and those that can actually work out in the costumes. Not to show up in it, but can you still have it as a functional part of your workout?
Oh, that's fun.
And
we've got to do some videos.
Oh, people have a blast with this. And I absolutely love it. So we're going to do that around Halloween time. And then that week before Thanksgiving, we, like any other small business, we do a small business Saturday sale, and it's just for our contracts. So, Friendsgiving, those 3 days before Thanksgiving, any member or any person in the area can come and do the three classes for free. Mm-hmm. Try it out. See how you like this place. Mm-hmm. And be able to just dive in, ask the people what they like, talk to the coaches, and see if this is a good fit for mm-hmm. you. But then, so we do things to where we have just a one-month contract, a three-month, a six-month. We used to have a year, but I save that now for Small Business Saturday to where you can save 20% off your 4 year by buying a 1 year for the small business. Mm-hmm. You can do the same for 6 month. And not only is it just the group classes, we have a 24-hour access here.
Oh, so people can 24 hours.
Yeah, people can come in we have a key fob that they can sign up and be able to use the sauna, be able mm-hmm. to use the weights mm-hmm. when the classes aren't going on, or when they are, we have a 6,000 square foot facility, so mm-hmm. decent size for people mm-hmm. to have enough space. So it's a great time to be able to see that. Mm-hmm. So we love Friendsgiving. I grew up with a really good group when Sarah and I just got married, we had a really good group of friends where we would do, instead of Thanksgiving, we do Friendsgiving in the middle of the summer. Mm-hmm. So we brought that idea into Thanksgiving week. So yeah.
Yeah. Now, we touched on this last time, but for those people that didn't hear the first episode, which they can go back and get it, of course, but you know, CrossFit, gyms, there's so many gyms around, and tell us a little bit about, you touched on this last time, but tell us what sets CrossFit Haymaker kind of apart from every other gym.
Yeah. First off, I always say in this area, I think we are very blessed for all the gyms that we have. Mm-hmm. The Y, Get Fit 24, you have Body Shop, you have Planet Fitness, you have the 24 Hour. Like, you have all these gyms that are beautiful gyms. And the first thing that I tell people is, I love that we have these and support them because they're just getting people in the door to do fitness and live a healthier life. Mm-hmm. Just because the difference that we do here doesn't mean that I look at them as our competition. I want them to be successful.
That's awesome.
And if people come here doesn't work out, I love sending them to other places mm-hmm. off of that. But CrossFit for me was always a community-driven idea. But it was also a place to be able to give help and hope to people to be able to do something at a better quality of life from understanding nutrition and functional movement that we do day-to-day. Mm-hmm. and get them back to doing things that they didn't think they could do. Mm-hmm. Or they were an athlete at one time. And then they're just like, well, what do I do? And you're like, oh, if I did a team sport, I have a built-in community at 3:30. How wonderful is that? It's mm-hmm. like a being on a team again. Mm-hmm. I can reach out to these people. And I'm watching these people go on trail rides on the weekends, mm-hmm. go into restaurants. I run into groups all the time all over the place. And I love seeing that.
Yeah.
So whether we're helping people after a surgery, whether it's I have a grandmother in here that wants to be around for her grandkids to be able to pick them up.
Awesome.
We help with that. There, we can scale anything. Mm-hmm. It's not usually fitness that will get people hurt. It's the misunderstanding that they start feeling better and the ego's like, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I shouldn't have done this and I'm hurt.
Guilty.
Yeah. Yes. So it's getting them to be along somebody, not only physically, mm-hmm. but be along with them mentally and emotionally and spiritually. Mm-hmm. Like that is something that develops. I think if we have those pieces together, mm-hmm. you can contribute the best version of yourself mm-hmm. to this community that mm-hmm. we have. Mm-hmm. And that's what CrossFit to me was about. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wrote my essay when I applied for an affiliate was mm-hmm. I wanted to give help and hope in that aspect. Mm-hmm. And we were approved to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the idea. Is it scary, the word? Yes. Is there hard workouts? Yes. Is there other things that people can do? A barbell club, mm-hmm. bodybuilding programs, an endurance club, mm-hmm. teach you how to run mm-hmm. properly mm-hmm. and get you into one of the 5Ks in Winona Lake mm-hmm. or into Warsaw. Mm-hmm. Let's teach people to start loving fitness again mm-hmm. instead of having a sedative lifestyle.
Like what we talked about before. I used to be in shape. I'm way out of shape now. And I would be embarrassed to come to a gym because I want to get in shape before I come to work out.
Yeah, and that's the hardest part is I've been in here. We do our first class at 5 a.m. And I have been in here before at 4:30 in the morning. My phone rings. And it's a group. I tell this story and they always laugh. It was a group of three ladies in a car. They're like, hey, are you open? When can we come in and try it? But they didn't want to walk in the door for the first time because of they were scared to take that first step in. The hardest thing yeah. to do in anything with your fitness journey is mm-hmm. check your ego at the door, mm-hmm. walk in there and just see if you blend well with that coach and that mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. It's not as scary as what you think. Mm-hmm. And as long as you're open and honest of what's happening and what doesn't feel right and this is hurting, how do I tweak this? Mm-hmm. We have a phenomenal group of coaches mm-hmm. that will do that for you.
Well, I've noticed when you walk, even the atmosphere is different here. When you walk in, you can tell it's people helping each other. It's not like, you don't see this, the huge, it's not just 24-year-old bodybuilders.
I mean, yeah,
What is your age range you're serving here right now?
We have a CrossFit Kids program. We do on Saturday mornings, and we're actually going to start offering that on Tuesdays as well here soon. And that starts as young as 6 years old. So we have that program, and then we have a high school program and college program called IDSP, which stands for Individual Sports Programming. Uh-huh. So we work with the athletes to keep developing a community base and supporting our wonderful school systems with Warsaw and Grace. Warsaw's got a great CSCS there that works with the program, and we just want to be able to help support them. Mm-hmm. We want to see this area being successful into that. Then we'll have people that are new to the area or been here for a while that just want people to work alongside them. Mm-hmm. Celebrate that, hey, I'm still fit mm-hmm. and I'm making an effort to be fit and healthy mm-hmm. And not walk alone. For like you being a former athlete and having a team, you just want to have a teammate again to walk alongside you.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And it's great to see the classes cheer each other on and develop them and lift them up when they're having a bad day. Yeah. I see people in the middle of classes pray for each other when they're having a bad day or something bad is happening. Wow. And I love that. That's that spiritual side. Mm-hmm. And then we have people that are well into their 60s and 70s that have had knee replacements and hips that are getting a quality of life back that they didn't think they had. Mm-hmm. My dad's retired when Donnelly's closed down. He worked there 50 years. He's probably going to kill me if he listens to this, but he's 71. And he's in here doing 100 GHD sit-ups. And he can't go full range with the stuff with his right. back, but he goes farther than some 18, 20-year-olds. And they're like, how is this guy doing it?
Right.
And he slowly built to that.
Right.
Like, we're capable to do so much more mm-hmm. that we just limit ourselves on.
Right. So if someone wants to meet with you, do you do a consultation, tours? How does somebody get in touch with you?
So we have our website that we have. You can fill out a form, and we have a 2-day free trial. Mm-hmm. So anybody can come in. Your first two classes are on me. Like, I just want to get people in the door.
Okay.
Usually when people come in that first time, I really...
So that's one excuse wiped off.
Off the thing. You can't be like, well, it's so expensive off the bat. Yeah, it's... So, like, for example, 1 month on limit is $145. Mm-hmm. You come in every single day of the week in here. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the unlimited contracts get a free 24-hour access mm-hmm. with it. Mm-hmm. You're spending literally $4.50 every time you walk in that mm-hmm. door. So I think in this era, you can agree, we spend things in a bad, unhealthy habit for $4 or more.
That's less than one cup of coffee.
Yeah. And so you have great access to it. So 2 days to try it, see how you like it. Even the first time I've had people that just watch and they talk to the coach the whole time. We just want to talk to people in their fitness journey mm-hmm. and plug you into the right system that we can get you there. Mm-hmm. And then that's your first thing. So our website has it. You can fill out the form. It goes directly to my phone when someone fills out a 2 free-day contract. Mm-hmm. And then we can get you into one of the classes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is your website?
It's crossfithaymaker.com.
Easy enough.
Pretty simple. and that's the starting point. That's where we get people into it. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, I can't thank you enough for all you do for the community, all you continue to do and are going to do. And please, if you're just starting your fitness journey, or if you're a lifelong athlete, Ryan can help you in so many ways. So please come see Ryan Hill.
Thank you so much.
CrossFit Haymaker. Thanks, Ryan.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today I'm with Julie Heckelman from Outfront Media. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Scott.
Julie and I were chatting earlier, and we actually grew up in the same neighborhood in Warsaw a long time ago. So welcome, Julie, and tell us, what is Outfront Media?
Outfront Media is billboard company, specifically billboards, digital billboards, and mobile advertising.
What got you involved with Outfront?
I worked for Perma Advertising in Pearson. We were just a small billboard company. And we were bought out by Outfront. So I applied for this position, and now I've been working with Outfront for about a year and a half now.
That's great. It really helps to have someone that really knows the area to know what the best billboards are. So what area do you handle?
I handle the entire state of Indiana.
Oh, wow.
I can sell outside of the state. Most of my business currently is within the state of Indiana. Mostly in the northern part. I've got a couple of different people I've been talking to down by Indy area. And not only do we have billboards down by Indy and digitals, we have walls in the Fisher District and in downtown Indianapolis, which are billboards that are actually on the side of a building.
Oh, wow.
In the downtown area.
Okay.
And in the Fisher's District.
So you get into printed billboards as well as digital billboards?
Yes, that's correct.
What is the process if I wanted to advertise on a billboard? What's the whole process?
Well, the whole process, I guess, would be starting by contacting me. I can put together a map and photo sheets that come along with the map and show you where the locations are and what the billboards actually look like. Mm-hmm. You can choose from that. And then moving forward, we would start the contract process as far as how long you want to run your ad for, if you want to run it for 6 weeks or 6 months or a year or however mm-hmm. long you'd like to run that ad for. We do have an art department on hand to create your advertising for you, so you don't have to hire somebody from the outside. Basically, we just use logos or pictures that you send to us and whatever verbiage you want on your billboard, and Mick takes care of all that for you.
Yeah, well, that sounds easy enough. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to talk to you, how do I get in touch with you?
Okay, the best way to get in touch with me is my phone number. It's 574-688-6080. That's my work number. Mm-hmm. You can always contact me on my cell phone number in case it's not a work hour, mm-hmm. which is 574-268-8568.
8568, that's easy to remember. Yeah. And if you can't remember that, just contact the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, as Julie's a member, and we'll get you in touch with Julie. Well, thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.